Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I'm so glad he allowed us to see a new day, which we never seen before. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. I tell you, from one day to another, you know, it's always something going on. I tell you, as I say, violence filling the land, the love of men are waxing cold. And it's just so much going on. Oh, my God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I don't know about you. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for delivering me. I thank God for setting me free from the hands of the enemy on today. There's so much going on, you know. But in it, I shall rejoice in the Lord. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Come on and rejoice with me this morning because he touched you. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He came back and kept that breath rolling and blowing in your body on today. And we just thank him. It's a blessing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and praise you this morning for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And we just thank you, God, for just covering us and watching over us while we slumbered and slept, God. We just thank you on today for everything you've done and our families on today. We pray, oh God, for the sin-sick nation, oh God, that turned their hearts away from truth. You said a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, oh God. We pray on today, God, that someone would turn, oh God, turn from their wicked ways and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we pray on today, oh God, for those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts and don't know which way to turn, oh God, those that have lost loved ones. Oh God, we just thank you, God, for keeping us, oh God. We pray that you will minister to us all in a special way. God, we pray for leaders that are leading people away and astray in this last hour, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, you would chop down their trees like you did Nebuchadnezzar, God, so that they could see you high and lift it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today. We pray for our friends, our communities. We pray for our loved ones on today, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our brothers, sisters, and nieces and nephews. We just pray for this entire sin-sick nation, God, that people will draw to you before time is too late, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is still God, y'all. I tell you, like I said, from one week to the next and one day to the next, you know, it's always something. You know, things are forever changing, but thank God, thank God, thank God, he remains the same, you know, and his word, it remains the same too. His word will never change. He said heaven and earth going to pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of his word shall pass. Oh, thank God for knowing that on today. He is God, and besides him, there is no other. On today, what a mighty God we serve on today. You know, as I say, you know, we go from week to week, you know, and from day to day, and we see so much going on around about us, you know. You know, but God is still good, and he's still worthy to be praised today, y'all. You know, I tell you, I have a battle. Every time I come to bring the word of God, the enemy, you know, he be trying to attack my mind because he don't want the word to get out. And he don't want you to be set free on that day. You know, he don't want you to be set free from the enemy. He didn't want me to be set free from the enemy, you know. But God, if God be for you, who can be against you on today? Who can be against us on today? I thank him. I was out with my grandchildren on yesterday and, you know, and my family. And it's so many changes on. All young people have so much, I mean so much, are coming up against them in this last hour, you know. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I just thank God for the power of prayer on today. Somebody prayed for me. My mama prayed for me. And I know a lot of others prayed for me, you know. And I know I've been changed. You got to know that you've been changed. And so I'm saying, oh, I know I've been changed. Angel in heaven has signed my name. Yes, Lord. So today we're going to just go on into the word of God, you know. As I said, so much going on, and you see so much, and it's so much you want to deal with. So a lot of times I say, Lord, I just want to make a difference. I just want to make a difference where it counts. Don't you want to make a difference? I do. On today, you know, we've been talking about signs and symbols and everything. And we had went to a place yesterday. And, you know, a lot of places is becoming cashless. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, it told us about, you know, there's going to be a cashless society. And it's already beginning. Because the devil knows, you know, that he's running out of time, you know, and he got to get as many as he can, you know, to lead them off and lead them down that path, you know, of unrighteousness that he got them on. He wanted to stay on that same path of unrighteousness. But the Bible said you won't be able to buy or sell except for you having that mark in your right hand or in your forehead. And you know, I saw people standing in line, you know, getting that mark in their eyeball, you know. So it's just to lead them up to the mark in their right hand or the forehead. Because, see, you already, you know, yielding to, you know, the things that the government wants you to do right now. You know, with taking the shot and you know, you don't know what was in it. And then they went and somebody destroyed the evidence of a company that had all the drugs and stuff in it. You know, because I heard Bill Gates say they got something else they're going to hit everybody with, you know. So we need to watch, pray, stay alert, pay attention to every sign. Not just sometimes. Pay attention to every sign, y'all. Signs are important. You know, like I said, people look up and say, hey, it's going to rain. And, you know, you see it's going to snow and all that kind of stuff. But you can't see the Jesus on the come. You can't see the signs that he told us to watch out for. You know, you can't see that. You know, the love of many going to wax cold. You can't see that. Mother against daughter and father against son. You can't see that. You can't see that they be representing ungodliness, calling it godly. Can't see that? Come on, wake up. Unfruitful workers of darkness. The Bible talks about in Ephesians 5:11, say unfruitful works of darkness is what you see. People working in the dark now. They're on the devil's side, you know, working for the enemy. You know, and the Bible talks about it. It says in, let's go. to, let's start right here. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. People are changing the teaching now, you know. In and everything goes, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. He said they won't endure sound doctrine, sound teaching, but after their own lust. That's what you're saying today. They shall heed to themselves itching ears. Teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from truth. Oh, my God. I never seen so many people. I mean, it's like a, you know, like everybody has clothes. Like, you know, walking dead. You know? Or like people just walking around with blinders on. Can't see. Just imagine right now, you know, somebody walking around with blinders on. You know those same people used to put on their eyes when they said they can't sleep and all that. You used to get those, you buy those little eye things and put across your eyes, you know. It's like that's how people are walking around. They got itching ears. You know, just want to hear what you want to hear because you want to do what you want to do. You don't want to be told the truth. See, but truth is the only thing going to make you free and keep you free in this last hour. And that's what people don't want. You know, you want everything but the truth. But the truth. Seems like church is packed out everywhere, you know. You got more people packed in the church, but less truth being told, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He told us, you know, to watch, pray, y'all. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Seems like, you know, people just, you know, they're talking about mega this and bigger that, but weaker. The church is weaker now than ever before, powerless. The Bible talks about it. People having more things. They got more things materially, you know, and stuff. They focus on prosperity and things and stuff. I was looking yesterday, all them people. Oh, my God. Everybody walking around with, oh, my God, everybody, I'm telling you, clothes up. Oh, my God. You can't even go shopping. You can't go nowhere without seeing people with less and less on. It is a shame. It is a shame. I can imagine, you know, how the Lord feels when he see all this mess that's taking place in his house and, you know, and people representing Christ, just doing in and everything. Oh, my God. Church is in a terrible state. Satan gained more ground now than ever. You know, and the devil knows he's running out of time. The Bible says in Revelation, let's go there. The devil recognizes he's running out of time, but people don't seem to recognize that you're running out of time. Revelation 12 and 12 say, therefore rejoice ye heaven and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down with great wrath, having great wrath, because he angry, because he knows that he has but a short time. Come on, y'all. The devil knows it. He knows he has a short time. That's why you seeing all this stuff taking place, and you know, and you like, you know, and people still don't want to change. Don't want to change. I mean, just demonic forces working every which way it can. Witchcraft in America, y'all. It's witchcraft everywhere. That's what it is. It's witchcraft everywhere. I remember years ago, the psychics was all on TV. That's all you saw was Miss Cleo, you know, and stuff. And then all of a sudden, that went right away. And then the devil had something even greater. But it came looking like a sheep, but it was a wolf. That, you know, the TBN, you know, Gospel Network. You were thinking, okay, they getting the witches off the air, and they putting the Christian people on the air, like the Christians gaining ground. Oh no, TBN. Oh my God, all kinds of religions start coming up in there. Prosperity start being promoted. Through TBN, these doorways that the enemy used to get the church to where they at right now. You know, the one world religion You know, that network, they had the they had Islamic. Yeah, they had the Buddhists on there too, I think. But they had all different types of religion. You know, everybody just coming together just like now. You know, they got snake worshipers, Buddhist worshipers, Hindu worshipers, all connecting together. One world religion. Saying that they serving the same God, or same true God. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. The Bible says in Isaiah 14 and 12, let's go there, Isaiah 14 and 12, it talks about the weakening. You know, Satan is weakening. He don't weaken these people. They all are so blind they can't even see. You can't even see that the devil has used some stuff to take the church away. Oh, my God. People just lifting him up with all that filthiness. All that filthiness. Him and Kirk Frank, all that filthiness, y'all. Come on. Isaiah 14 and 12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation?" Weaken. This nation is so weak. I mean, prayer. Took prayer out. Then he took commandments out. And then, you know, destruction came in. Violence came into our schools and our homes. You know, when I grew up, weren't no metal detectors in schools and in businesses and courthouse. And you got to check everybody's pocketbooks and you know, and their pockets and everything before you even can get into a place, even the airports, everywhere. Now, time has changed. He's weakened the devil. Satan is real. He has weakened the nation. All these signs. These were signs. When you take prayer out, kick prayer out, you invite Satan in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what we're seeing today. I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. I mean, demons are real. People don't believe that the devil is real. But who you think killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives? God didn't come to do that. He said, "I come to give you life and that life more abundantly." But, you know, the Bible says, you know, just like I was talking about how, you know, all the religions and everything coming together. And then Isaiah 23 and verse 17, it explains what these, you know, all these religions and everything coming together, you know, Buddhists and Hindu and all these. They not serving the same God. They not serving the one and two. And only God, it said in verse 17 of Isaiah 23, it said, "And it came to pass after the end of the seventh year that the Lord was visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her hire and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth." And that's what they're doing today. All the different religions coming together, fornicating. When you fornicate, you're a person fornicate, they just sleep with any and everybody. And that's what we have today, these different religions coming together, just everybody just sleeping together. You know, don't care. Fornicating. That's a spirit of fornicating. You know, that all the kingdoms coming together on the face of the earth. It's saying in verse 18, saying, "And her merchants and her hire shall be holy to the Lord. It shall be a treasure laid up, for her merchandise shall be of them that dwell before the Lord, to eat sufficiently and durable clothing." Oh, God's going to clean up. God's going to clean up all this mess, you know, that they think, you know, that man trying to rule everything, trying to control everything, you know, talking about the new world order and, you know, and the monetary system, talking about, you know, cashless society. Y'all better pay attention to all the signs. I'm trying to tell you all the signs. I'm trying to, you know, help you to pull the scales off your eyes that you can see what's really taking place in the earth. And the Bible says in chapter 24, verse 1 says, "Behold, the Lord making the earth empty." He's going to shake all this stuff out. Everything that can be shaken, he's going to shake it. But only those that are in Christ going to remain, you know. But everything else is going to be shaken. He said that, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste and turn it upside down and scatter abroad the inhabitants thereof. Some of the people of the earth. Why? And it shall be as with the people, so with the priests, as with the servants, and so with the his masters and his maids, and so is the mistress, and with the buyers, so is the sellers, also with the lenders, so with the borrower, and so with the takers and the usury, so are given to usury in him. And the land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoiled, and the Lord has spoken this. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everything going to go down. Everything going down by the word of God. And we can see it today. We can see it. I'm telling you that. Like I said, it seemed that like Satan has gained more ground than ever, you know, and time is winding up. And the Bible said, make good use of your time, meaning redeem the time, for the days are evil. Let's go to, let's read Ephesians 5. They redeem the time, for the days of evil, y'all. These some evil times. We're running out of time. Make good use of your time. Get right with God and do it now. Yes, Lord. As saints used to sing a song, get right with God and do it now. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you. Stay like, you know. Like I said, saying like, you know, the devil just gaining ground. But in the end, he going to tell me, drop dead, Satan. Ephesians 5:16. It said, redeem the time because the days are evil. I'm telling you what the word of God says. It said, redeem the time. But the things are evil, y'all. Like I said, Satan was kicked out to the earth, and he's weakening the earth even more. You know, nation rising against nation. He told these are the signs of the end time. Pay attention to the signs. Yes, you know, like I said, they put prayer out, take prayer out of everything. Kick Jesus out. What you got? The devil. You got the devil in. That's what you got. You know, in the church today, music sounds the same, just like the world. They got church band, called church band, and they literally doing the funk, you know, funk beats, funk bass lines and everything, mega church, mega ministry, carrying themselves no different than entertainers. No different than entertainers, y'all, than the actresses, and, you know. Oh, my God. Everything just secular. Secular means without God. And that's what we're saying today. That's what we're saying today. The church and the world is the same. Look the same. Act the same. Talk the same. Walk the same. Doing the same thing. Yeah. It's a mess. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it's disturbing. Ain't no outcry from these leaders that say they, you know, really on the Lord's side. If you're really on the Lord's side, why you ain't saying something? Why you ain't opening your mouth and saying something? The Bible, we talked about it the other day, said dumb dogs don't bark. They don't say nothing. What's going on? Who has shut your mouth? Who has bewitched you from the truth? Who? Oh. My God. Ezekiel 22. Oh, my God. Ezekiel 22 and verse 3 and 4. It said, Then say thou, thus saith the Lord, the city shedding blood in the midst of it, and her time may come, and making idols against herself to defile herself. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and thou hast defiled thyself in thy idols which thou hast made. Look at all the stuff. Oh my God. That's all you see is idol worship in America. That's what it's that, American Idols. But that's all you see. It's idols everywhere. If it ain't clothes, it's houses, cars, and money. And, oh, my God. It's just stuff. And someone's just got so much stuff. Oh, my God. Laying up treasures here. Oh, you got to leave here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It says, defiling thyself and thy idols, and thou hast made, that thou hast made what? Made with thy own hands. Yeah. We were looking yesterday, I said, Lord have mercy, all the stuff that man has made, these skyscrapers and, you know, and and just all this stuff, bridges and all, man think he just got more, he's more wiser than God. You know, because God gave him a little knowledge, you know. You think you know more than your maker. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. That's what got Lucifer kicked out, you know, trying to take over. And that's what's happening in the world today. The enemy is trying to take over. Everything is man want to control. Yeah, just like they controlled during the COVID. One person gave orders for everything to be shut down. Everything was shut down. Oh, yeah, and it's going to be the same way with the Antichrist. It's going to be one world leader, one world dictator, going to dictate everything. Yeah, everything is headed that way right now. Yeah, the takeover, the computer, what is that, the robots and everything. I was looking at the robot in the hospital, robots in the marketplace, robots in businesses taking over. Come on. They ain't going to destroy himself. Oh, yeah. Making these robots is going to blow up, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so much to deal with. It's so much I see. You know, I know you see it, too. It's so much we see. He said, and thou shalt, that thou hast made what thy own has made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and thou art even more unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, meaning the sinners, and mockery to all nations. And that's all you see today, just mockery. They mocking God, you know, mocking the Christians, and you know, oh my God, all these are signs. The Bible is warning us. They mocking God. You know that they even put a man on the cross and act like, you know, he's God, and they, oh my God, and they making mockery of the word of God. Even Obama making mockery of the word of God. Shall we stone people? You know when back in the Old Testament, you know, and you know when a man or woman did something, they would stone them to death. They, you know, they did something against the word of God. But today, you know, God's grace and his mercy is for the witches and the warlocks and for everybody. You don't want any to perish. All you do is give your life to Christ. Come out of your mess. Come out of all this stuff that ain't right. All this, you know, sorcery and witchcraft and all that stuff, you know, spells and enchantment and, you know, just witchcraft everywhere. Witchcraft in America. It's attacking your mind. Principalities and powers in the air. That's where they're working, in the air. That's why they be trying to come against my mind when I'm trying to bring the word of God. It's in the atmosphere. You know, like even, you know, in some areas, you know, you got some areas that's prone more to drugs. You know, you got a place, you know, where you might see a prostitute, you know, in certain areas. And yeah, principalities and powers in the air. The devil's working in the atmosphere. He's trying to attack your mind. He don't want you to be saved today. You know, he says stuff at you so that you won't hear. You know, you won't hear the word of God. And if you don't hear the word of God, your life won't change. You got to believe the word, receive the word of God so that you can be changed, so you have a changed life. You know? So he help you walk right, talk right, live right, think right, do right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's go to Hebrew. I'm just getting on through here with these scriptures. Hebrew. Read the Bible for yourself. Hebrew 4:14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the profession. Professing Jesus Christ. He is Lord. God sent his only begotten Son into the world to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell, to restore our men back to God, a relationship back with Christ. And the devil don't want you to have a relationship with Christ. That's why he's sending all this other stuff at you, all these abominations, these things that God hates, these things that God, you know, don't want you to do. Yeah, there are rules and everything. There's rules in the store, and there's rules in your job. There's rules everywhere, but they don't want you to have rules when it comes to the things of God, right from wrong. Yeah, baby.
Hey, Uncle
Tom. Yeah.
Uncle
Tom. Okay. And it says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we. Yet, without sin, talking about Christ, he was tempted just like us. You know, the Bible said that the enemy took him, Satan took him up to a high pinnacle and offered him all these things of the world. Just like these preachers, you know, they were offered stuff. But you know what they did? They betrayed Jesus, just like Judas. And this is what's going on today. And like I said, Satan offered Jesus stuff, and he told him what the written word is. You got to get into the written word so when the devil come to offer you stuff, you can tell him what the word says. It is written, Satan, you know, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And him only shall we serve. Him. He's the only one you should serve. It said, let us therefore be come boldly to the throne of grace that ye may find, that you may obtain mercy. Grace and mercy, y'all. And find grace to help in the time of need. This is a very needed time. I'm telling you, because the devil's working hard and he's working fast, and he's, you know, he's trying to take people away from the things of God and righteousness, and he just offering them in and everything, and they just accepting it. You know, people just accepting it, you know, not seeking God, seeking everything but God, seeking everything to please your flesh. And the Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. Demons are real. The devil's real. Yeah. And a lot of this stuff, these angels and demons and stuff you see, this stuff in movies and fairy tales, but the Bible demonstrates that it is real. Supernatural, it's a supernatural world, y'all, demons. Principalities, powers in the air to possess you, to take control over you, to use you. You know, that's why people be killing one another. The devil get in your head, get in your mind. You know, your thoughts, and then take over and possess your body and rule you, you know, and deceive you. Like I said, you know, years ago, they had psychics on, you know, on TV. Everybody calling Miss Cleo, you know, and stuff. But then the devil had something even greater, all in behind religion, in the name of religion. Yeah, these broadcasting, you know, broadcasters came up. You know, talking about prosperity, everybody got their mind off Jesus and the word and heaven, you know, and trying to make it to heaven. You know, now they don't care. They say, this is heaven right here on earth. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. It's not here. He gone away. Gone away. He left here. He left here. Left earth. To go back to glory. He was on the right hand of his Father. That's what the word says. Oh, my God. He bought you with a price. He bought you with a price. His price was blood. He shed his blood for you and I. He He went to the old Red Cross for you and I. He died for you and I. Yes. Yes. Sinless. He didn't sin. He was without sin. But we have sin. We were born in it. But you can be born again. That's what he wants you to do. Be born again. And I mean, not just going into your mother womb. You cannot go back into your mother womb. But you can be born again mentally, physically, you know, give your life to Christ. He'll give you a new walk, a new talk, a new lifestyle in Christ. Then people will know you by your fruit, your lifestyle, by the way you walk, by the way you talk, by the way you live, by the way you carry yourself. You know, that's how we know one another, by our fruit, you know. Oh. My God, it's just so much going on. I'm telling you, the word of God says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, it said, for unto us was the gospel preached. Why these people ain't preaching the gospel? The gospel is what saves you. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news. Jesus saves. He heals. He set free. He delivers. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. The God we serve. It said, for unto us was the gospel preached. So, and I heard Bishop Jake say, you know, it takes more than the word of God now. But then you know what the word say. See, this new world order stuff, they order something different. They telling you stuff that ain't in the Bible. Now they telling you what they want to tell you, you know, from their own heart, you know, not from the word of God. He said, preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel. It's not prosperity. It's not money coming. It's not many ways to Jesus. It's not Jesus fail. You hear, oh, my God. I heard Kenneth Copeland say, you know, the greatest failure is God. God is the greatest failure. I heard the Pope say the same thing. God is the greatest failure. Y'all not paying attention. These are signs. These are signs. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to what's being said. Pay attention to who's saying it. Oh, my God. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Christ said, I came to give you life, and that life more abundantly. Pay attention. Today. Why not your heart? Today. Let's read verse 7 of 4. It said, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David's today, after so long of a time, and it said, today, if ye hear his voice, not tomorrow, today, because see, tomorrow ain't promised to none of us, today. There's some people that were here on yesterday, not here today. There's some that, you know, even later on today may not even be here, you know, tomorrow. So he said, today. If ye hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today. Yeah. I don't care what you've done. Today. You hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't be hard-hearted. Don't be stiff-hearted. Don't be stiff-necked. Come on. Neck, you know, let you know your neck be all stiff. Can't turn and you don't want to turn and all that. Nope. It says in verse 12, for the word of God is quick. His word is quick, it's powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine and asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts. He discerns the thoughts of man's heart. He knows your heart and intents of your heart. See? Penitence to the sound. Jesus is coming. And he said he's coming back for a ready church. Don't you want to be a ready church? Not getting ready? We got to be ready. He said without spot and wrinkles. You know sometimes you get ready for work or you get ready for church or getting ready to go somewhere and you look and you got a spot on your shirt or spots on your skirt or spot somewhere. You say, oh, I can't go. I got to change my clothes. He said without spot and wrinkles. That's what he's talking about. You know, Well, the Bible says, you know, let's see, this one. Well, the Bible says, let's start with you, three. Yeah, because see, this is going to knock down all that stuff that people think that you can just do anything with your temple. You say you the temple of God and you just doing anything with his temple. It said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God. We the temple of God. We are just the church. You're the church. When you give your life to the Lord, you become the church. You say, ye are not that. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? That's where you want to live at. Inside of you. Inside your mind. To teach you how to walk right, to talk right, to live right, to think right, to do right. The Bible said, and if any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye? It's asking a question. Which temple are you? We're to be holy, to live right, to do right. Come on, y'all. It said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may become wise. Now, some of these preachers, they think they're smarter than God. You know, trying to say what God ain't doing no more. You know, he ain't healing no more. We don't do that like that no more. You know, we don't read the word like that no more. We don't praise like that. We don't call on Jesus like that. We don't tarry no more. We don't, you know, we don't confess our sins no more. We don't repent no more. We don't have to do none of that no more. You know? I mean, man, I think he's so smart now. You know? And then said, for the wisdom of this world is foolish with God. For it is written. It's written. You got to give him the written word. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. They're no good. You think you're so smart, but what does God say? It's no good. No good. Oh, my God. Wake up, people. Wake up. Jesus is going to come. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. Said, for ye are bought with a price. Come on, y'all. I told you his blood. He paid his price, his blood for you and I. That was the price, the wages, the pay. He paid for you. He purchased you with his blood. He gave up his life for you. That was it. That was the purchase. That was the price right there, the purchase price. It was his blood for you and I. It said, for ye are bought with a price. Wherefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. But see, when you are not in Christ, you open the doors for, you know, demonic spirits. And, you know, you do what the devil tell you to do, you know, bad versus good, evil versus good, you know, unrighteous versus righteous, unholy versus holy, holiness. Come on. There's a difference. That's why you got good, bad, right, wrong. Everything been turned upside like an hourglass. You know how you turn a hourglass upside down and everything just came? Just the same? Just could start going up opposite way? I'm telling you, we are living in some perilous time. Perilous time. Oh, my God. We have to be faithful to God. We're supposed to be his. What was the price, y'all? His blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23 says, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. You should not be listening to these men telling you that God changed his word. We said, be not a servant to men. To Jakes and all these, Kenneth Copeland and Benny Hinn and all them that's trying to change God's word, saying there are many ways of God and God doing a new thing. and telling you you ain't got to honor God, you ain't got to repent no more, you know? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He says, ye are bought with a price, y'all. And I told you the price was Jesus' blood. They'll get mad. He don't want to hear about God's blood. He don't want to hear about Jesus' blood that he shed for you and I. You know? But y'all listening to these men of the earth that was, you know, that God made them and created them just like he did you and I. It's not we that have made ourselves. It's he that has made us and not we ourselves. Jesus. God, he made us. And not we ourselves. But man, thank you God now. So he's telling you God doing a new thing, you know. They using, you know, some of these churches got money, what they call it, the pastor's purse. He said, go without a price. Come on, everything changing. Pastor's purse? Me? Oh, my God. It's a lot of dirt, y'all. It's a lot of dirt going on. It's a lot of dirt going on. All in the name of Jesus. Jesus is still our only hope. He's your only hope, y'all. He's our only hope. He's my only hope. Apart from him, I can do nothing. Apart from him, we can do nothing. The Bible said now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. A whole lot of people done departed from the faith, y'all. Said, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrines of devils, yeah, devils, demons, witchcraft, demons, devils. It says speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with a hot iron. You know when you iron something or you put a hot iron onto your clothes and just let it sit there, whatever, it stick to that iron. You can't put that back together. It's seared. It's stuck to the iron. And you cannot put it back together. And that's how a lot of people's minds are, seared. Don't want to be put back together. Don't want to hear the truth. Don't want to do what's right. You know, the spirit and the flesh always warn against one another. The Bible warns us from all of this. It warns us from these demons and devils. Yeah. These pagan, you know, abominations that we're seeing in the earth. Yeah. These Egyptian pharaohs. That's what these pastors are, like Egyptian pharaohs. Dictating to y'all, give me $100. People give me $100. I see in the room, God said 40 people and $40 for every head in here. All this stuff the Bible talks about. Egyptian pharaohs. That's what these leaders are. And they're collecting all this money and living lavish lifestyle. All in the name of Jesus. Yeah. From you. Genesis 41. Let's go Genesis 41. Lord, help me, Jesus. I just get so stirred every time. Oh, every day I see so much. Every day you see stuff. Don't act like you don't see it. Handwriting on the wall. Signs and symbols. Let you know who it is and what it is. Signs and symbols. Pay attention. Genesis 41 said, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. See, just like, you know, in Nebuchadnezzar, he thought he was great, you know, and just like, you know, Cheesy Jackson, all think they so great. These pharaohs think they so great, but they were calling for the magicians and astrologers and all them to come tell them about their dream, and none of them could do it. Nothing but the ones that was under the true and living God was the only one that could see, only one could tell them their dream. and they don't get it yet. You know, some people go to the psychic to running numbers and all that stuff. If they knew the number, when they go get the money themselves, they're not God. They limited. But there ain't no limit in God. These people, you know, I'm telling you, you got your trust in the wrong place. Wrong place. You trusting these men of the earth. They're supposed to be so great. They don't even talk about the church of God. They talk about it's Bennett's church. It's Bennett church. It's Joel Osteen. It's T.J. You know, they mention the men like they the church. What happened to the church? What happened to the church? Y'all start putting these men up and start lifting them up. And you forgot all about who God was, who he is. You know, you got blindsided. That's what we're saying today. Blind minds. Looking to men instead of looking to God. Wanting to be like men and not like God. I remember hearing people talking about, I just wish I could just go into Jake's office. And, he's so flippant and so profound. You know, oh, my God. You hear the words he uses. Oh, my God. Not God, y'all. Not God. Not God. But I'm telling you, this is the time we're living in. Sorcery and magic. That's the time we're living in. And let's go to Exodus 7 and 11. I just want to give y'all some scriptures, and y'all just go back and read them. Go back and read it for yourself. They give you some time to get close to God. Find these scriptures and read them. Let God speak to your heart. Yeah. Devil's real. Hell is real. Jesus is real. Oh, yeah. But the state don't want you to think that the devil ain't real. But like I said, who killing, stealing, and destroying people alive? God is a good God. Yes, he is. Exodus 7 and 11. That's, like I said, that's all you got today is men worshiping. Men being worshiped everywhere. Don't kick God to the side. Just men being worshiped everywhere. Exodus 7 and verse 11 said, then the Pharaohs also called for the wise men and the sorcerers and the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantment. For they had cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. And Aaron's rod swallowed up the rod, their rod. And he hearkened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord he had said. Ain't that something? See, that's what it's all about today. Man wants to be God. You know? They want to rule. Daniel 1. I'm just going through here. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I just want you to get these scriptures in and read them for yourself. I'm trying to tell you that witchcraft, sorcery, all this stuff is of the devil, and it's working in the earth today, leading you away and astray in this last and evil day. Yeah, to take you down to hell. But hell wasn't meant for you, and you don't have to go. Give your life to Christ. Evil is upon the earth. Every time you turn around, somebody else, somebody killing somebody, somebody killing a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, children, you know, innocent babies, the spirit of murder. That's the devil. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life today. But Jesus said he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly. In Job 2, where is Satan at, y'all? He in the earth. And this is what Satan came to do. Job 2 and 2 said, and the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth. He in the earth, y'all. And he's using these people. He's saying, walking down, up and down in it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Satan is. And the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man? It just said, an imperfect or unrighteous man. It said, one that feared God and eschewed evil, avoided evil. Come on, y'all. And still he hold fast to his integrity, although thou movest me against him to try to destroy him without a cause. That's what Satan does. He try to destroy you without a cause. He don't care. He hates you. He don't love you. Satan do not love you. He don't love anyone. He know he's going to hell. He trying to take as many with him as he can. And he wants you to go with him. But here, we at Red Church, we trying to help you. We trying to help you. Yeah, we trying to tell you that you don't have to go. You know, hell won't meant for you, and you don't have to go. But you got to make a choice. You got to choose whom you will serve, who you want to serve. Do you want to be a wise man or a foolish man? The Bible says in First Daniel. Daniel 1:20. Oh, see, I just get so carried away when I'm trying to explain something. It said, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, the kings inquired of them. He found that the 10 times better than all the musicians and astrologers than there was in all his realm. They talking about David. David was greater than all these just witchcraft that was going around, y'all. Yeah, all the sorcerers and, you know, astrologers and magicians and all that stuff. Daniel was a godly man. He was protected by God. He was given wisdom by God. Oh, yes. And then let's go to Deuteronomy 18. I know I go so long sometimes. Deuteronomy. Then six plus million different numbers. Deuteronomy. Right after Numbers is Deuteronomy. It's in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 18. You talking about these witches and warlocks and all that stuff? Well, come on, y'all. Deuteronomy. And verse 11 and 12, or a charmer, or consulters, or familiar spirits, wizards, or necromancer, talk to the dead. For all that do these things are abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God has driven them out from before him. He said, He driven them out from him. You can't be with God and be with Satan too. You got to choose which side you're going to be on. You going to work for the devil or you going to work for God? You can't work for both. You got to choose who you're going to serve, who you're going to work for. It said, thou shalt be perfect with the Lord, perfected with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkens unto observers of time and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffer thee to do so. We can't do what the devil does. We don't want to do what the devil does. These were soothsayers and, you know, and stuff. First Samuel, just gave you some scriptures you don't know about witches and warlocks and all that, you know. You got to take your time and read them, though. That's what you got to do. I don't have time up here on this Ready Church, you know, where you don't have time to listen to me, so But I think First Samuel. Oh, help us see. First Samuel. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Help me to help somebody along my way. Oh, yes, Lord. First Samuel. Talking too fast as usual. 6 and 2. It's saying the Philistine called for the priest and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place." And they said, "If ye send away the ark of the covenant of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him to a trespassing offering, then ye shall be healed. And it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which ye shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and your lord. Ain't that something? Yeah, Sue says. Yeah. And then Daniel, I'm just giving you these scriptures. Isaiah 2 and 6, Daniel 2 and 27. These talk about mediums and with familiar spirits. In Leviticus 19:31-1, and about wizards. 1 Samuel 28:7, Leviticus 19:31, enchantlers. Okay, 1 Samuel 28:3 talks about enchantlers and witches, and then Exodus 22:18. And 2 Chronicles 33:6 are about necromancy, you know, talking to the dead and people talking to the dead and wishing dead people happy birthday and going to the graveyard, putting blooms and, you know, and bringing gifts to the dead. You know, nobody used to do that, but those people from like China and Japan, and they always worship the dead. It's just like going down there to the dead and giving them food, you know. They've been doing that for years. That's a part of their culture. But now you look around, see witchcraft is in America, everybody blind. You know, you can't see that the devil is using you, you know, talking to the dead, your dead little ones, and all the things that God called abomination, told you not to do, they're doing it now. What's going on? Get back to the word of God. Get back to what he called you to do, to preach the gospel. But these people don't went over there in India and went over there to Africa and all these, Nigeria and all these places where, you know, where they always working in voodoo and all that and hoodoo and all that stuff, you know. And now look around. That's all you see in America. That's all you see, somebody want to hurt somebody, want to give somebody something, you know, and to run them crazy and just, oh, my God. We're living in an evil day, y'all. Y'all need to wake up. Jesus is soon to come. This is the work of Satan to destroy you. Deuteronomy 18:11 talks about astrologies, and Isaiah 47:13, and then Daniel 1:20. Both the Bible, you know, tells us about these things, y'all. About practicing this stuff, this universal stuff. These ancient gods, ancient, you know, things that people are dabbling and dealing and all that stuff in. Demons are real. Jesus is real. God is real. And you are real. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up before it's too late. Wake up. We're running out of time. Wake up. Say, Lord, pull the scales off my eyes that I may see. It's a wicked, evil world, y'all. Demons are real. Hell is real. Jesus is real. Heavens is real. Oh, yeah. Where do you want to spend eternity? Who do you want to serve? Do you want to be right or wrong? Do you want to live righteously or unrighteous? The Bible said, he that's holy, let him be holy still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. Let's read it in Revelation. And this is it. Revelation. I'm going back a little bit. Yeah, Revelation 22 and verse 11 said, he that is just unjust, let him be unjust still. This is what the Lord said. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. If you want to be filthy, you want to, you know, do all this mess, you know, with your lust and you know, your flesh, nothing good in it, you say, okay. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. You want to be right? Stay right. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that's holy, let him be holy still. The Bible says in verse 12, and behold, I come quickly. Jesus is coming, and he's coming quickly. And he said what? His reward is going to be with him. And he's going to give every man according to his work shall he be. Shall be. He said, look, I know y'all talking about these sorority, Alpha, Kappa, South, and all that stuff. The Bible says right here in verse 13, I am. God said, I am Alpha. See, the devil always trying to take something and use it, you know. But it's a copycat. He's a copycat. This is the original. It said, and I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. I'm the first and I'm the last. He said, blessed are they that do this, do his commandments. Not just talk about it, but do it. Do his commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. All that. Do his command that they may what? Have a right to the tree of life. You can have a right to the tree of life, not death. The pay for sin is death. The pay for living righteously is a tree of life. Don't you want that? Who don't want life over death? The saints don't die. They just sleep. Because it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And that's where the new world order got that from too. Took it from the Bible. And may enter in through the gate into the city. Because they said, look, for without are dogs. Here we go again. Dogs, sorcery, whoremonger. You in here? Murderers, idolatry, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Jesus have sent my angels to testify unto you. Look, that these things in the church, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. He's the bright morning star. That settles it. If God said it, that settles it. Oh, yeah. That's it. That settles it. We thank him today. For his word. The word of God says, and the spirit and the bride says, come, and let him that heareth come, and let him that are thirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plague that ye are written in this book. Lord, have mercy. Father, we thank you for your word on today. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that you would minister to us all in a special way. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you in these last and evil days. We just thank you, O God, for heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot and not one tittle of your word. Jeffiel, oh God, we just thank you, God. We just thank you, oh God, for everyone that listening, oh God. Deal with their hearts. Deal with their minds. Those that are unsaved, God, I pray that you would minister to them and they would say, what must I do to be saved? I pray they will come to Jesus while they have chance and time, oh God. Oh God, you say redeem the time for the days are evil. Oh yes, Lord. Time is winding up, oh God, and you're soon to come, and you're coming back for a ready church without spotting wrinkles in our lives on today. We pray for those that are battling any sickness, disease in their body on today. You are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. We pray for those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts and mental illness. We plead the blood of Jesus over every spirit, because it is a spirit, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood over you on today, that you would surrender all to Jesus. Psalms said, all to Jesus I surrender. Yes, Lord. And we pray on today that they will surrender to you before time is too late. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready to church.
The devil.